This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 2368. Learning English is difficult enough, let alone with idioms.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. In English, sometimes you want to make a statement even more extreme to explain the situation you're in. Today, get four high-level and precise phrases to do this in conversations.
What's the fastest way to achieve a goal? To know where you're starting from. Find your English fluency level now, and we'll show you the next steps to take to achieve the next fluency level in 2025. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score to take our free quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score.
Hey there, Aubrey. I have a question for you.
Okay, let's hear it.
Are you busy this week?
Oh, yes. I've got so much going on at home with soccer games, lacrosse games, let alone work. Got a to-do list a mile long, so lots going on.
Wow. How do you handle it all, right? Sometimes it can feel so overwhelming sometimes.
It's a lot. It's true.
Yeah.
Right? We have to make to-do lists and compartmentalize, but it's tricky. It's a lot.
Interesting. All right. Well, it's interesting what you said here. You said, I've got so much going on at home, let alone work. So tell me about that. That is really interesting for our listeners.
This came up in one of our Q&A sessions for students in our courses. A student asked about this phrase, let alone. They had heard native English speakers use it. And it is a little tricky because it kind of does feel like there should be more words. Like that's all you just say, let alone, and then the next thing. So we're going to talk about this today, give you lots of examples, and share some other similar ways that we do this in English.
Yes. And hopefully our students, our listeners are just still getting kind of a clue already as to what it means before we even get into the explanation. But first, I want to remind you guys to go ahead and hit that follow button. Aubrey, why should they take that time to hit follow on the show?
Yeah, we have so many amazing episodes every week, 5 new episodes full of vocabulary and strategies. You don't want to miss a single one. So hit follow so they drop right into your listening queue.
Yes, I love it. All right. Well, it's time to get into number one, which is let alone, right? We're going to explain exactly what this means. Aubrey, what does it mean?
Yeah, this indicates that something is far less likely or possible or maybe suitable than what has already been mentioned. So the way we do this in English is we mention one thing and then we say let alone and we say something else that is even more impossible or unlikely or would be surprising, for example. So let's give some fun examples here.
Okay. So how about this one? I couldn't lift this box, let alone that couch. So I had a hard time doing this and there's no way I'm going to be able to do that.
Exactly. Right. Yes. And you could say it that way. You know, I can't even lift this box. I definitely couldn't lift this couch. It means the same thing with less words, right? It's just a very native natural chunk for that same meaning.
It's incredibly native and natural. That's why I'm glad we're teaching this today. What's the second example?
Yeah. He can't see to the sidewalk without his glasses, let alone to the stop sign. So this is like someone needs their glasses to see very far.
Yeah.
And, you know, they can't see a few feet in front of them, let alone several yards, right?
Right.
So they can't see close and they definitely can't see that far.
Right. So this one's good because we know it's easier to see to the sidewalk than it is to the stop sign, right?
Right.
So the thing you say first is the thing that's more achievable. And the second thing is the more unlikely or harder thing. Good.
Right. And the main tricky thing is to notice that I think a lot of speakers will assume that after you say let alone, it seems like you need another subject or verb here.
I know.
You don't, right? So if you look at the words we're using, the construction here, it's just let alone and then your preposition and the noun. So yes. It's sort of less words than you would expect.
Yes, that's a good point. It feels like there should be something there, but this is the chunk. This is how we say it and it works. So, but there are other options, Aubrey, like number two, not to mention, not to mention.
And so for let alone, it's interesting how it's really just for like negatives because it's something that's less possible or less easy, right? Whereas not to mention could be for positive things. The second thing you say could be like even more possible or even more suitable, whereas you can't do that with let alone.
Let's give some examples. So here's the first example. She's such a talented musician, not to mention her acting. Right.
Yeah, so this means like she's a talented musician and her acting is also very impressive, right? Yes. And what's interesting is you could not say she's such a talented musician, let alone her acting.
No,
that doesn't make sense because let alone really means it's something worse, something less impressive or less possible.
Yes.
But not to mention can be used for both positives and negatives. It's more flexible.
And it's funny because we are mentioning it, right? Not to mention, but we are actually mentioning her acting. Right,
not to mention, but I'm going to mention. Exactly.
I always thought that was weird. How about the next one?
You might say, I'm amazed you work such long hours, not to mention the time you put into training for that marathon. So you're sort of saying like, how do you find the time in the day to do all that you're doing, right? So you're putting in long hours at work, not to mention the thing I'm actually going to mention, the time you spend training for a marathon. Yeah,
I love that. So these are two really good options when we're veering towards more the positive scenario, not to mention is good. Mm-hmm. And with negative things you can't do, you're struggling with, let alone is great. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And not to mention for both. And then we have another fun one here. This is more informal. This is for more sort of casual, friendly conversations. Forget about.
Yeah.
Like, for example, that's, you know, about the box. I couldn't lift this box. Forget about that couch.
Yeah.
And I love that. And I say this. Do you say this, Lindsay?
Forget about that couch.
Instead of let alone.
Yeah, it feels a little more casual, a little more friendly, maybe just less organized, right?
It's a little more sort of self-deprecating in this way, right? And let alone that couch. Forget about me lifting that couch.
Right. It's always awful. Like moving day, awful. Moving couches up stairwells. No, thank you. Right.
No, we discovered, I don't know what it's called, but there are these moving straps that you put over your shoulders and attach to furniture and you like tighten them and then stand up and it lifts the furniture and you can lift it between two people. They're probably just called moving straps. They are a game changer for moving really heavy things.
Wow. It makes you like an animal or something, right?
Kind of, right? Exactly. It sort of forces you to lift with your legs because you tighten the straps and don't have a choice. It's really interesting.
What's the largest piece of furniture that you've strapped on?
It has to be two people, right? It's one person on each end and you strap and then lift together for heavy objects, right? But really big, like couches and armoires, like things I would not expect to be able to lift with another person. I'm like, I'm stronger than I thought.
Interesting.
Just don't lift with your back, right?
Oh, wow. So it's double up. Interesting. I've never seen that. Huh.
Yeah, okay. They are interesting.
Like quite an
invention. It was probably on Shark Tank. I don't know.
It's a confidence builder, right, Aubrey? It's a confidence builder.
Exactly. Give us another example here for forget about.
All right. So next example, I can't even pay rent this month. Forget about going to Disneyland, right?
And it's interesting how it's sort of more literal meaning, like because we can't pay rent, forget about the possibility of going to Disneyland, right? But it really is the same meaning as let alone. I can't afford rent, let alone going to Disneyland. It means the same thing, like that would be even more impossible.
Yes. As a busy entrepreneur, I need reliable team members who have specific skills. And when I'm hiring, I want qualified candidates applying for the job fast. One of the best things about Indeed is that it streamlines hiring to make it fast because it allows you to look for very specific skills when you post your job. As we gear up to expand our team this spring, I plan to use Indeed.
So if you're in charge of hiring at your company, stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. One more time, go to Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring Indeed is all you need. Okay, we are back. Let's look at ways that could be a little more formal, Aubrey. If we want to use this at work, for example,
yes,
right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. For the same meaning, really, but really good for work interviews when you're wanting to be a little more polished and professional, you could say, mm-hmm. what is more? And this is quite formal for daily conversations. So,
yes, yeah. Really, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For example, I'm impressed with your dedication to this company. What is more, you have shown true growth over the years. Nice.
Or we haven't been able to raise enough funds for the event. What mm-hmm. is more, many of the vendors have canceled. So even though that might be, you know, a fundraising meeting, it's a little more informal, it still would work to say what is more. Whereas if I'm talking about moving furniture, it would be strange to say, I can't lift this box. What is more, the couch is really heavy. It's too formal for those informal conversations. Formal.
Yeah, that's not for like a moving Saturday. That's for an office Monday, right?
Right, exactly.
Love it. Exactly. Let's go into a role play. So here we're having dinner at an upscale restaurant. So something fancy.
Okay. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Should we get a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon?
Ooh, I can't afford a glass of that, let alone the bottle.
Oh, it's on me. You paid last time, so I owe you. Not to mention that your birthday was last week.
Oh, well, I didn't celebrate my 38th birthday. Forget about celebrating this one. These are all really
not
fun.
A celebrator.
And you'll notice that what is more is not here because this is friends at dinner and it would be too formal and sort of strange.
Yeah, it's almost too much work to say that for some reason. I don't know. You know, it is too formal. Yeah.
Maybe the server could come over and say, our specials are the halibut. Right. What is more, we have a delicious
With like one risotto. Hand behind his back and sort of a fancy
He's
tuxedo.
He's trying to sound very
on.
Professional.
Mm-hmm. I could see that. So you said, I said, should we get a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon? And you said, oh, I can't even afford a glass of that, let alone the bottle. Right?
Yes, you know, which means like I can't afford the glass and I definitely can't afford the bottle, but just an interesting native way to say it.
Yeah. And I want to point out something for our really high level listeners who listen very closely. I squeezed in a word that doesn't actually makes the sentence redundant. I said, I can't even afford a glass of that, let alone the bottle. But if you do that, you can get away with it. Get away with it, but it kind of makes it redundant, doesn't it, Aubrey?
It's definitely emphasizing even more, right?
Yeah.
You're like, really, I can't even afford a glass. Like, it's kind of redundant because it's unnecessary. The meaning is already there in the sentence, but sometimes we are intentionally redundant in order to emphasize.
Right, exactly. Yeah, you can completely get away with it. Mm-hmm. So what's the next thing I said?
And then you were saying, well, you paid last time, so I owe you, not to mention that your birthday was last week. Mm-hmm. So this is the way we'd say that, like, I'm giving another reason that it would make sense for me to pay. Also, right? That means the same thing as, also, your birthday was last week, not to mention this thing that I'm going to mention.
It's kind of funny. There you go. Mentioning that thing you're not going to mention again, right?
funny.
And then you said, I didn't celebrate my 38th birthday. Forget about celebrating this one. So you're saying it's even more unlikely that you'd celebrate this one if you didn't celebate your 38th, maybe a year ago or something.
Maybe I stopped counting at 35, right? It's like last year I didn't celebrate. So forget about celebrating this one. Let's not mention it.
Yeah, no, but you celebrate your birthdays, right?
I'm not the person that's pretending to be 30 forever.
Yeah, that'd be strange.
I love celebrating birthdays. I think it's fun.
Yeah, it'd be weird. I think it'd be kind of weird to not celebrate your birthday. I don't know. Kind of strange. Yeah.
I know a lot of people don't, though. They don't want to be reminded that they're aging. And so they're like, that's for kids or whatever, you know, but I've always been a birthday celebrator.
Yeah. Well, there's another episode we could go to check out. Guys, it's 2365. Can you have your cake and eat it too? I think Michelle and I recorded.
And birthday cake.
Speaking of birthdays, very connected. And that's a great expression to learn, right? To have your cake and eat it too. So Michelle and I talked about that in 2365. Go check that out.
Yeah, scroll up if you missed it. That was amazing with great vocabulary. And as a takeaway today, there are a few things here that are really interesting, right? You can add interest to your conversations, make them more native and natural by using these phrases, but also it's a great connection skill to reinforce a point, right? This is a way we're saying something and then emphasizing it by adding something else that would be even less likely. That's a fun way to connect.
It's also a very high, it's a high level skill, a high level connection skill. So go out and try it, guys. Let us know how it goes. All right. Good stuff.
Awesome. So fun.
I'll see you next time. Have a good one.
You too. Right. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.